VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Ming Jane. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Today we're gonna talk about jobs, but not your current jobs, but the worst job experiences. So in this video, the speakers talk about a variety of terrible jobs they had. Some of them are quite interesting though. And at the end of this episode, I will share my worst job story. So stay tuned to the end and let's start with the sentence for today, which if you are a staff from a clothing store, you would probably relate. We had to fold with precision, and people would come in and immediately mess up the fold.
我们必须精确地折叠好，然后顾客进来之后就立刻弄乱。
Okay, time for the pronunciation. 那我们首先来看句子开头的 we had to. 那这里的 had 跟 to 我们可以连音，所以呢 had 的 d 我们可以不用发，念 had to. We had to.接着我们看到 come in， 那这两个字我们可以把它连音，所以听起来会像是 come in， come in。最后我们看到同样是连音的字就是 mess 跟 up， 那在这里我们会把 s 跟 up 一起念，所以它听起来会像是 mess up， mess up the fold。那最后我们再来念一次句子吧。
We had to fold with precision.And people would come in and immediately mess up the fold.
Alright, 那我们看到今天的第一个单字叫做 precision. 那大家猜出来它是什么词性吗？就是名词，没错，对，因为它是 s-i-n 结尾。那这个字要记得注意它的发音，就是 c-i 是发 c 的音。那它的意思叫做准确、精确。那例句是像这样
：Great precision is required in this job.
这项工作需要极高的精确性。那在这里的 great 并不是指很棒、很赞的那个 great， 而是极大、极高的意思。那 require 呢，就是需求。那在这里它会加上 d， 并不是因为它是过去式，而是因为它是被动的，所以我们会加上 d， 念作 required。 那接着我们看到第二个单字， well 其实是片语，它叫做 come in， 意思是进入。那句子是像这样
Before you enter someone's house, you should politely ask, may we come in?
在你们进到别人家以前，应该要有礼貌的询问：“我们可以进去吗？”这比较像是妈妈会跟小孩讲的话，就是如果是自己的小孩去别人家玩的话，要记得问人家 “May I come in？” 这样比较有礼貌。那除了 “come in” 之外，你也可以说 “get in” or “step in” 来表示 “enter”， 就是进入的意思。那最后我们看到 mess something up， 那它一样也是一个片语，意思是把什么什么弄乱，或者是把什么什么弄脏。那这个句子呢，一样也是 a mom would definitely say，
Stop messing your room up. Clean it up before I throw you out of the house.
哦，不要再把你的房间弄乱了，在我把你丢出门外之前，给我去清干净。这是不是很多妈妈会讲的话？如果有被妈妈这样骂过的话，自己承认。那最后我们来看 mess 这个字，那它除了当作脏乱之外，它还有另外一个意思，是困境或者是混乱的局面。比如说像这样
，His life was a mess when his girlfriend dumped him and lost his job at the same time。
他那时候的生活糟透了，被甩的同时又失业。那句子中的 dump。就是丢掉的意思，所以如果你 dump someone， 就是你把它甩掉。 Okay, time for my story. So, when I was 18, I had a part-time job at a restaurant. The chefs, colleagues, and my supervisor treated me really well, but the problem was that I was too clumsy. There was one time that I accidentally dropped 5 glasses of wine on a customer's head, and I spilled chicken soup on my leg, and well, yeah, that really hurt. Anyways, this job wasn't really that awful, but I was just really bad at being a waitress. And every time I made a mistake, I just wanted to dig a hole and bury myself. And that's why it is the worst job experience ever. And now it's time for you guys to share your stories with us and your recordings too. Alright, see ya.